We ministered to a lot of the sick in the slum villages and rural areas, declaring renewal hope and complete physical healing over them. We also had an opportunity to speak into those who needed a lot of inner healing from elongated physical illness, financial issues, and deep discouragements in various areas. The whole missions trip time was marked by immense joy, unity, and encouragement. God would have opened doors for the team to encourage and uplift local pastors and leaders at every church. The team also brought in, as well as shared, a lot of joy, laughter with the local leaders of every church. Although it was our first time meeting the pastors or members for the first time, there was always a consistent, strong spirit of unity all around, which made every ministry time very enjoyable and enriching. Everyone shared the same mind, heart, and spirit. So now I'm going to be sharing my personal testimony. To just give a quick background on me, I recently accepted Christ into my life, and I quickly jumped into membership and then became a reserve leader after completing NRCC, which stands for New Recruits Training Camp. I think there's like a new one coming up soon. You guys should do it. After NRCC, I signed up for missions and took part in missions training before going on missions. I was asked what expectations I had for missions and also what did I want to see. Like many, I wanted to see signs and wonders and growth in my faith. I went on missions with the anointing of Isaiah 61 upon me, and from day one, God was using me as his vessel to bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim freedom for the captives, and release some darkness for the prisoners. And he did exactly that. I was being stretched and challenged by God in ways that I've never been before. Everything I've learned over the past 3 months was being put to the test. I had fears of not being well equipped, but I didn't have time to be upset about them. So I cast all my fears and anxiety to God, like I'm doing now. And I just YOLO'd with him. So that pretty much means you just go all out with him. I did what I could in faith and faithfully left what I couldn't in God's hands. Since I got back, people have been asking me, Alex, what's the highlight of the trip? There were a number of highlights, but there was a definite standout moment. During one of our altar calls for healing, there was this one woman. She was very sick. Her vision was cloudy. She had diabetes. She had this weight that was on her chest, and also she had a lot of leg pain. Somehow, Heidi, Helen, and myself gravitated towards this woman. It was like supernatural. We really contended for her health, and we started praying life over her, rebuking all pain and discomfort from her body and declaring God's healing power on her. After we prayed for her, her vision was cleared. No, her vision was improved, not cleared. The weight she felt was lifted off her chest, and her legs were completely healed. She was even dancing with us afterwards, and I was like, I don't think you should be doing that. Like, she was... It hurts me to do those moves. I really wanted to see signs and wonders, but I never would have imagined God to use me to heal someone. It wasn't because I didn't feel equipped enough or anything, but it was because my spiritual walk was still very new, and I didn't expect God to move in such a powerful way through me. I went expecting to see God move and ask him to use me to bring his glory to Angel Lee City. I found out that it is through faith that God works in the most astonishing ways. This is because it's not our power that does the work, the miracles. It is God who does it when we step out in faith. God can use you despite of any inadequacies you feel. God doesn't look at your qualifications, but he looks at our heart and hands to be his vessel. Although we go out on missions, our missions field is wherever we are placed. I encourage you to face your fears and YOLO with God, believing that he empowers you, because something that I learned on the trip is that I can do everything through him who gives me strength. At this time, I would like for all of you to continue praying into Angel Lee City As I may have mentioned before, Angeli City is the sex capital of Philippines. So I'll be giving you four prayer points. Firstly, let's pray protection over the women who have enslaved themselves in prostitution, in the prostitution business. Second, for hope to be restored in them. Thirdly, for the spirit of lust to be broken off. And fourth, pray that God's light would shine in every bar, club, and business, and that we would see them shut down for these women to be free. I want to thank New Philly Sydney for sending us out with your support and prayers. I am thankful that we are all in this together. And thank you.